Blog Talk Radio.
Write your lyrics, maintain, and copyright them. As you know, fake air, blood-sucking rappers are vital. Speaking to fake motherfuckers, don't acknowledge them at all, because deep down they want to see you fall. And keep your real people close, and don't you ever let them go. The ones that got your back, filthy, rich, or dead broke. Keep the circle tight, loyalty comes first. It's very necessary, your money is secondary. Respect is a must, so is honor and trust. Because without it, the scavengers that have you surrounded, and it's a conquer and destroy game. Motherfuckers better understand it when you talk. It's not a paranoid thing, nah, this is set up. See, the object is to fuck your head up, so every move you make is all messed up. The pimps see well, the money keeps growing, the hoes keep hoeing, and they're not even knowing what's going on. It's colder than the Midwest winter in December. I can't even recall or remember seeing anything colder than this. I get pissed when I go deep into the thought about how wrong this is, and it's just not fair, and most are just not aware. But I stare at the picture, seeing this so clear that it scares me. I won't lie, I get chills up my spine every time I think about how it's real and not fake a bit. It's hard to take this shit. See, knowing so much got me thinking this ain't as sick, but on point, just like the tip of attacking. If I ain't spitting the facts, then I ain't ripping this track. They started pimping me, so I started pimping them back. My dimension is demented, homeboy, and it's as simple as that. See, they don't give a f- if the way I'm living is whack. That's why I'm giving them hell and never giving them slack. You wanna see a beautiful mind? I'll show you beautiful mind. Just give me 45 minutes of studio time. Tell the phony rappers in the booth to move to the side. They ain't saying shit in their rhymes, tuning the mind. You wanna see a beautiful mind? I'll show you beautiful mind. Just give me 45 minutes of studio time. Tell the phony rappers in the booth to move to the side. They ain't saying shit in their rhymes, tuning the mind. Jane, get ready, cause you know the jealous ones envy. You heavy on the haters' minds right now. This is not a dream, it's reality. I hope you tuned in, but keep in mind, the hating is natural. A hater doesn't even know he's hating. It's human to hate. If you can't understand that, then you will get ate up quick. Cut head real good, food on the plate. I'm saying be careful, they study every move that you make. And it's on, you see what happened with the song, Sean. You wrote a clever story, motherfucker. Took you all wrong. See, they don't really understand the work of a genius. So what do? They throw rocks at you like Jesus. Jesus, so crazy. It's amazing to me how the average person don't know how to take me. Motherfuckers don't wanna show love or congratulate me, so they point fingers at me and find reasons to hate me. It makes me wanna keep my witty rhymes to myself and hide out. It maybe goes right for somebody else, like some little corny hit for some young rapper to blow. Stay on the low and try to write them in a passionate flow, and put some big connects behind them. I just happen to know, but do I really wanna do all that? The answer is no. Even though them royalty checks sound nice for real, I can only write to a beat that I can feel. I can only spit a rhyme that comes straight from the soul. Ask me why I not just look at you and say I don't know. I ain't that rapper that you see with an MTV crib. I'm that rapper from the streets that he preparing his kid. Taught him chess at age 3 to put his ass in the gym. It's in my mind, it's not about me, it's all about him. Son, keep jabbing with the left and follow through with the right. And before you go to bed, say a prayer every night. You wanna see a beautiful mind? I'll show you beautiful mind. Just give me 45 minutes of studio time. Tell them phony rappers in the booth to move to the side. They ain't saying shit in their rhymes, tuning the mind. You wanna see a beautiful mind? I'll show you beautiful mind. Just give me 45 minutes of studio time. Tell them phony rappers in the booth to move to the side. They ain't saying shit in their rhymes, tuning the mind.
I suppose. You know what? You know, it's like every time. It's like every time I hear this song, all of a sudden I get cussed out. I mean, it's like he's just cussing whoever out on that song.
Hey, I feel him though. Hey, give me 45 minutes. Give me 15 minutes.
You know what I'm saying?
Give me 5 minutes. Maybe even 4.
Exactly. What's going on,
Oh, goodness. Everything is going on. I'm just, you know, I'm maintaining. You know, I got 99 problems, but ain't one.
Okay.
I know you see the status change.
Woo, I like that. That's cool.
Okay.
But anyway, go ahead. No, I was just saying that, you remember, I'm like, after about, I think it's safe to say about 2 weeks now, at least a week and a half, I think I'm finally getting back to Z Fly. I tell you, I would never, I would never go out in New York City trying to be cute, going to the club, we're hard enough known. Okay.
I know why. And you so fly, but what I be trying to tell you is you can be cute and warm at the same time because you're cute anyway. Even like on days when my hair not did.
Okay, uh-oh.
Like, shoot, let me throw my face on because I'm cute anyway.
Mm-hmm.
This mug in a ponytail, slap me some gel on, I'm sexy.
You just crazy.
And it's the same way with you. You got to be warm because ain't nobody going to be trying to be all up under you if you're snot facing stuff.
No, they're not. I noticed it. So now I got it. You can be cute, but you got to be warm at the same time. Okay.
Warm and cute
it.
Go together.
Okay. Oh, but everybody, thank you for joining us again on January 18th. Monday, keeping it real hot and fresh is what we do every week, the beginning of the week. But, you know, Tori, okay, look, January 18th. Tori, say it with me. January
18th.
It is the middle of January. I mean, didn't January just start? I mean, I thought it did. I mean, is it just me or, I mean, really? What in the world?
Today is a beautiful day, though.
It is. Okay.
It's such a beautiful day because we have to pay homage to Dr. Martin Luther King.
You're right.
A phenomenal, yeah. I'm trying to even think of a word for him, just a lion,
I think there is a word.
A king,
I know.
A man, a prophet, a pastor, a leader, everything. You know
everything.
What I mean?
I know
so
exactly what you mean.
Right quick, we got to pay homage to him. But yes, the middle of January, wow.
Yes, we are definitely going to have like just a moment of silence in the middle of the show for Martin Luther King because he's way worth it. I mean, really, he's worth the whole show of, you know, a moment of silence because it's just what he did.
Wow.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? But you know, maybe we'll talk about that a little bit too in the show, but it's kind of sad because, you know, what he did and then certain people still ain't appreciative, you know, well, they don't act appreciative and it's, I don't know.
Right.
You know what I mean.
In vain, especially with, I'm doing a social science class and we'll get on with the show, but real quick, I'm doing a social science class in college. Y'all know I'm getting my I went back to school after I just graduated. But anyway, so in the social science class, we're studying the 1960s, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We're studying the women's lib movement. We're studying the civil rights movement. And nobody has any idea because we're not just reading a book. I mean, we have at least 3 different books that were referencing it. This, that,
right.
Other. Nobody has any idea what this man went through.
I know.
We're reaping all the benefits, and it's cool, and we can go and come as we want to, but this man had death threats everywhere he went. People bombing cars, bombing the house, you know, just so that he could lead. And for us to go out here, some of us won't get an education. Some of us won't stop killing one another. Some of us won't get off welfare and won't take better care of ourselves. It's so sad and it's so pitiful. And I just, you know, not to preach because, you know, I can.
Right, okay.
But just say, even if you ain't been doing what you're supposed to be doing up until this point, say, you know what, for my mother's sake, for my father's sake, for my forefather's sake, for Dr. King, from this point on, I'm going to try to do a little bit better.
Okay.
If we can just say that, and I promise, and I'm done.
You just... That's really good. That's really good. But she's definitely right. Just to let y'all know, what we do have coming up in the show is, you know, tonight we will be talking about these NBA stars who have coming up with guns lately. We're definitely going to get into that. And also we're going to be talking about the tragedy
mm-hmm.
of what happened last week in Haiti on January 12th. We're definitely going to talk about that and also give you numbers that you can, you know, call to help or donate. You know, we got all that for you coming up. But you know how we got to start things off here on the SSBN Network with our weekly inspiration presented by our girl, Tori D. What you got, girl?
Yes. What's up, y'all? Once again, it's your girl, Tori D, and I'm about to hit you with our weekly inspiration. This week's scripture is going to come from Matthew 16, verse 19. It says, "And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." I would like to give a big shout out to Mount Zion Baptist Church, where the Bishop Joseph Walker is pastor. Yesterday I was at church and he said something that I will never forget. He read this scripture above, told a little story about it, and began to say that each time we come to church, we leave with a key. Each key that we leave with can open the door to our financial breakthrough. It can open the door to peace that surpasses all understanding. We leave with keys to a better marriage and to a better friendship. We leave the church feeling all refreshed and feeling good and feeling like we can make it. But what happens is when we leave the church and go home, instead of using the keys we got from church, we try to use other keys. We listen to talk show hosts and other people whose lives are far worse than ours and try to use their keys for all of our lives. But this scripture reminds us that God did indeed give us keys to the kingdom. So if you want to open the doors to your destiny and to your future, use God's keys. And that's your week's inspiration by your girl, Tori D. Because it's the God in me. I got choked up at the end because I needed that.
Okay.
I really did.
You be going really deep.
I mean, I try to because our listeners deserve it. They tune in every week. So I try to come with something that's, you know, going to inspire you and that's going to help you. You know, I need them myself. I mean, that what he said, I will never forget it as long as I live.
I will never forget that. You are definitely succeeding with you know, bringing the inspirations, and we all appreciate it. Thank you, thank you. But everybody, thank you so much for.
I thank y'all as well for the opportunity to come every week.
No doubt. Everybody, we want to thank you from the Keeping It Real Hot and Fresh show just for tuning in with us tonight, and You know, we do have more of a serious topic tonight. But what we're going to get into first is these NBA stars and what in the world is actually going on. So let me see. So if some of y'all may have already read about it by now, hopefully. But Gilbert Arenas, who is with the Washington Wizards, he has been indefinitely suspended without pay from the team. Yes, without pay, indefinitely.
Well, I didn't know the without pay part.
I was sure without pay. Yeah. Here's what happened. The three-time All-Star has admitted to bringing guns into the Verizon Center locker room and is under investigation by local and federal authorities. What actually happened was fashion, you know, of the day that Arenas pretended to shoot his teammates as Washington huddled before a game in Philadelphia. So the Wizards called his conduct unacceptable, and then they said Wednesday that they supported the decision, you know, for him to be suspended indefinitely. It goes on to say that commissioners said that Arenas' behavior will ultimately result in a substantial suspension and perhaps worse, and that the Wizards' leading scorer is not currently fit to take the court in an NBA game.
Wow.
And exactly, wow. And to me, that's like, that's like kind of shocking. It's kind of sad because you know, like, I think a few months or either, well, not, well, maybe not a few months, but a couple months before, you know, oh, what's the name? Plastico Burris.
Plastico Burris, yeah.
He had a gun, you know, exactly, in the club, and he accidentally shot himself. So these NBA stars and NFL stars, they're carrying around guns, Tori. And see, the thing is, like, you know, we're always trying to tell the youth, you know, put guns down. You don't need guns, you know, to fight. But then they see all these superstars, you know, like these guys carrying guns. You know, why are they carrying? You know.
Well, let's talk about it. And see, this is the juice that I had on Arenas, right? I heard that he was suspended, but did you not know that his contract was worth $111 million?
Exactly. Yes, I did hear that.
Oh,
so that means, I know, so that means that every time he misses a game, that's how much money he's missing per game. That's a lot of money.
So,
all because of a gun.
And I was just going to say, though, in their defense, because I had wrote down a little list of all of our celebrities that are just going through, right? Okay, we all know about T.I., who was facing 25 years, who got 1 year but ended up doing, I guess, roughly about 3 months. So that's one charge. Then we got Lil Wayne, who had a gun. He's about to start his year in February. Mm-hmm. You already named Plaxico Burress for gun possession, who shot himself and still got 2 years, and now Gilbert Arenas, who's about to give up a 6-year, $111 million contract. So if we want to dig deep now, there are some people who say it's a conspiracy against young black professional athletes, and then there are some people who say that and we're going to throw everything out there.
We are.
Honestly, this will be one of the times where because I carry a gun, I might have a slight opinion, but really, I really don't have an opinion on this. So we want to hear what you guys got to say at 646-200-3136. Hit one. But then there are some people that say that, come on, guys, these are celebrities. They're millionaires.
Right.
You know, Nelly got robbed. Ursa got robbed. People keep trying to take advantage, so they have to carry a gun to protect themselves.
Well, that's true, yeah.
So there's a lot of ways that you can flip this. Some people feel like they're being targeted because of who they are, because they feel like there are so many other celebrities that carry guns that don't get profiled or who buses don't get pulled over, like in the incident of Lil Wayne. Now, T.I., you know, homie snitched on him, so that's a little, you can't say he was, you know, profiled, or maybe he was if somebody was watching him to snitch. But with Lil Wayne's situation, you know, they just pulled his tour bus over. And then they did a raid and found, you know, marijuana, guns, or whatever, but they're not pulling over the rock stars tour buses.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay.
You know, there's just a lot of ways that people could look. Now, Plaxico, we can't say there's racial profiling black folks. He said it himself. The Arenas guy, see, that's why I said I don't know about their profiling. The Arenas guy, come on. You taking a gun in there, showing it, flashing it?
Exactly, and then another thing.
Right,
and another thing too. I don't know how true this is, but like another report says that, you know, that Arenas and another teammate, they both had guns, and like they was like, you know, waving at each other. Now it says that Arenas' gun was unloaded. It said you know it didn't have any bullets in it, but it was just the fact that, you know, he had it there, and then supposedly he was mad at another teammate. I don't know how true that is, but you know. But then he was making jokes about suing his teammates, too, you know.
And you think about it. How many people have got shot and killed by guns that were supposedly unloaded?
Exactly.
I think that the message that we have to tell our listeners, period, in general, is so that you can stay out of trouble and so that nothing foolish will happen is, for one, a gun is not a toy. It's not bang, bang, shoot them up cowboys and Native Americans like we used to play with our kids, because these people are not carrying cap guns.
Right.
They are carrying the real deal, okay? So, one, guns are not to be played with. And for two, if you're going to carry, make sure that you're legit, or you are what? Going to go to jail.
Exactly. But see, like exactly. Now, going back to the club incident with Burris, like, for example, you know, he accidentally, you know, he had a gun on, accidentally shot himself. But let's just say that, you know, it was accidentally pulling somewhere else and went off and shot somebody else. You know what I'm saying?
Right. And I think that's what the judge was saying. I think the judge was like, you know, we got to prove a point because, yes, you did shoot yourself, but what if?
Exactly.
But what if? What if, you know, you be in New York all the time kicking in. What if you had to shot my Z-Fly? I would have found
you. You know?
Then now that's the federation of fool. Your mom would have been like, okay. So, you know, I don't think, you know, black people, we love to say race profiler, but most this, I don't know. I don't know about that.
I don't either, but.
I think a lot of this could have been avoided.
Exactly. Arenas, he did make a statement, though. He said that he feels very badly that, you know, his actions has caused the NBA to suspend him. He said, but I understand why the league took this action. I put the NBA in a negative light and let down my teammates and our fans. I am very sorry for doing that. He said, well, I never intended any harm or disrespect to the NBA or anyone else. My gun possession at the Verizon Center and my attempts at humor show terrible judgment. I take full responsibility for my conduct. So he takes responsibility for it, but you know, it's still gonna be those people that they don't really care if you take responsibility because you know they're just looking at the fact that okay, you got guns in your locker room. You know what I'm saying? That's some people is just that. I mean, like they're just focused on it's a gun. You know, even if it's unloaded, they focus on it's a gun. And you know, I mean, he did it for whatever reason. You know,
right.
Like he said, he did it for like I guess a humor reason. But
I do think that his answer was very outstanding and politically correct. I do think that if you're going to do some screwball stuff like that, you need to come back. Yes, it did. Yes, mm-hmm. some else. I know it was wrong. I know. At least he's not trying to act crazy like he don't know that was a lunatic move.
Exactly.
So at least we can say he's trying to be politically correct, and we have to give him his props on that.
We do. And we also want to hear your comments. 646-200-3136 and then hit option 1. And also our SSBN chat room is open if you want to leave your comments in there. And our Facebook page is available also. And you know, Tori, too, kind of like what you said a while ago about, you know, like whenever people get on their guns compensated, they do always seem to be a certain color. And I do hate that, too, because, like, that certain color already has a bad rap. So whenever stuff like this comes up, like guns, and then see, especially like, you know what I'm saying, like guns, and then like their profession, like for example, T.I., you know, he talks a lot about, you know, guns and stuff like that. So then actually find him with one, it's just like, I knew it, you know, so.
Number.
Exactly. But I mean, but like you said, so many people don't have so many different opinions, so, you know. It's really hard to, I don't know, because, like, you know, like some people will look at it the way you said, and some people will look at it like, well, no, they just got guns, and then some people will, you know, bring the children in, like, you know, kind of like what I was saying, like, well, you know, these people, they got guns, and the children are watching this, and then the children are reading mm-hmm. you in the jail because of the gun, and then, of course, you know, you got some children who will be thinking, well, you know, T.I. got a gun, so he must got it for protection. I might need to protect myself because I'm in the hood,
well,
too.
Well, I mean, in the society that we live in, because I'm just going to be candid with you. I mean, I'm
please
not
do.
T.I., I'm not Lil Wayne, I'm not Plexico, I'm not none of them, but I don't go nowhere, and this is just Tori D without my stuff. Because of the world that we live in. Just like, you know, my house was burglarized, right? And it
right.
was burglarized twice. Both times I was not at home.
Mm-hmm.
And I thank God that I was not at home for a lot of reasons. But one of the main reasons why I thank God I wasn't at home is because all the heat I got in here. Because goodness forbid somebody's baby would have got shot over some stupid stuff. Because
exactly.
when somebody come in your house, you don't think, and this me who ain't got nothing in comparison to all them, you know what I mean? But
mm-hmm.
when somebody comes in your house, you don't think, well, they're just coming here, let them face the TV, let them do this, let them do that. You don't know what they have. You don't know what their mindset is. All you know is I have to protect me and mine.
Right.
And when those guys go out, that's the same way that they feel. Let's just say if nobody on Lil Wayne's bus had a gun. And then some hoods just went on there and said, oh, we're going to wait for his bus to get here and we're going to rob them. Mm. Then what would have happened?
Exactly.
They could have got robbed. They could have got shot. So it's almost, honestly, it's almost a catch-22 situation.
It is. You're right.
But I think
right.
that the way that they handle that, especially when you know you got felonies, T.I. got so many felonies already. I mean, he admits that in his raps, and it's true, obviously. You know how Lil Flip used to say that T.I. was lying about them felonies that he had?
Yeah.
Obviously, he wasn't.
Right.
Or he wouldn't have gotten in so much trouble this last time. But, you know, the flip side to that is when you are a professional, when
uh-huh.
you know you got felonies, then that's why you have to hire security.
Uh-huh.
And you have to hire somebody that you trust. And I know it's so hard to trust in the game, but that's what you have to do, or you find yourself. Look at all that money he gave his lawyer.
Uh-huh.
That's money he could have put two, three, four more kids through college. And then he could have blessed a lot of other people with or just saved because, you know, this rap money going to die down. Like Andre 3000 used to say, we live by the beat like y'all live check to check. You know, who's going to say next album going? So that's money you could have saved and invested for your future that you done gave to these lawyers that at the end of the day really don't care nothing about
you. Okay.
So we have to just be smart in business, period. And your rap game, that's a business. When I go to work every day, that's a business. Your model thing, that's a business. So
okay.
We just have to be smart about it. No?
Oh, yes, we do. Especially about that.
I just, you know what, I just talk so much.
You can't be talking. No. I was going to say, you just can be taking any type of pictures these days. Not on that model stuff. But that's another subject for another time, okay?
But you know my friend Rico, he's doing a, give him a little plug right quick, Rico Chappelle of the Fashion Show. You know, we graduated high school together, and he has an awesome model shoot coming up for $200 a head. I just thought I'd put that out there. Y'all can Google House of Chappelle. Y'all can Google Rico Chappelle. You'll see all the little information and stuff like that. Okay, back to the topic. That just reminded me when you said models and pictures.
I might need to look that up.
Yeah, he's outstanding. If you come to my Facebook, because you know my personal Facebook, so if you come and you do House of Chappelle or Rico Chappelle, you'll see the information there. He's phenomenal. I mean, in every way, I'm so proud of him. And to say I used to model with him and all that type of stuff, it's like, yeah, you know I know Rico. So, you know,
you
I was
crazy.
Be front row at his last fashion show. You know, I was.
Okay.
So, you know, big shout out to Rico Chappelle. He's doing big things.
That's what it is. All right, y'all, we're going to change gears with some TLC. And after the song, we're going to go into a break to pay some bills. And after that, we got your Fresh Off the Plate with a moment of silence to our man, Martin Luther King. This is TLC's Who's It Gonna Be?
Crazy if you know what I mean.
It should not come as a surprise to anybody that escorts around the country are tuned in to how the media cover our work and our lives. It may, however, come as a surprise to some that sex workers in many sectors have something to say about it. They have insight, they have analysis, and they have outrage. Bound Not Gagged is our way of responding to the injustice and hypocrisy that keeps sex workers' voices muted and faces hidden. Sex workers may be in hiding, but they refuse to be silent. At Bound Not Gagged, you will get an inside look at the true inner workings of this mysterious business. The Desiree Alliance is a proud sponsor of this project. Remember, www.boundnotgagged.com.
What's up, y'all? It's your boy Z-Fly, and this is Fresh Off the Plate with Z and Tori D. What we're going to do now is we're going to give a tribute to an amazing, outstanding, kind of like what Tori D said earlier in the show, there's really no words to describe Martin Luther King. What we're going to do is we're going to definitely take a few moments to just, give a mama a silence to everything that he has done for everybody, just in the world, basically. So here we go. We're going to take a little moment of silence for Martin Luther King. All right, y'all. Thank y'all.
What's up?
That's what's up. We was giving tribute to Martin Luther King. Very honorable man. But also, what we also want to get into now is what's coming next week's show. Now, you've probably been seeing a little, if you check our Facebook page, you've been seeing a little, the promotions. There's a guy, or there's an herbalist, who believes, no facts, but he believes that he has a cure for diseases such as AIDS, cancer, hepatitis, so on and so on. So he could be on our show next week. He can give us his information, give us his facts that he believes he has, and just tell, all about it. So be sure to check that show, because I'm really interested in hearing that myself. So we're going to have him on our show next Monday, so definitely check that out. Next Monday, I don't know the date, but y'all know the date. Next Monday. Tori, you got any news?
Oh, my goodness. Just, again, want to give a shout-out to one of the livest bands on the planet. That is As Is. You can go to www.myspace.com/As Is Band and check them out. They're a cover band, so they do everything, and I just absolutely love them. Shout-out to all the cute Kappas out there.
That's what that is.
So that's what's up. And of course, the sexy singers. We can't leave them out. So that's That's all we're shouting out this week.
All right, y'all. That was Fresh Off the Plate with your boy Z-Fly and your girl Tori D. All right, y'all. So for back to keeping it real hot and freaking fresh. We're also talking about, well, if you're just not joining us, we were talking about earlier about NBA stars and guns, so be sure to go back and check that out. But now we're going to kind of roll into the tragedy in Haiti. And
yeah.
I don't even know where to start because, just whenever I read it, and then, I'm just still speechless because, it was an earthquake, that happened in Haiti. It was 7.0 earthquake. And just the destruction of this earthquake, it's almost like something in a movie,
Yeah. I feel you. Wow.
Yeah, I know. As y'all probably know that a lot of people, have been, celebrities, just people in general, has been really, sending money, going out to Haiti, you know, helping as much as they can. I know that Secretary of State, Ms. Clinton, I can't get her name, she was out there in Haiti, I think, this week or last week or sometime, and, you know, she was, you know, doing whatever. But a lot of manpower is going out to Haiti. But you know what, too? But it's kind of funny because, you know, whenever things like this happen, you know, people start thinking, like, political or whatever. And, Tori, would you believe that, like, a lot of people was like, well, I don't know why America is helping Haiti because, you know, they want to help us.
There's an enormous amount of people thinking that.
Okay, so it's not just me. Okay, you heard it, too? Yeah.
Oh, my goodness, yes. At work, everywhere, a lot of people are just totally outraged at the fact that we can be over here in one of the worst economic states we've ever been in, but yet we will reach out and help somebody else. I mean, a lot of people feel that way. I myself think that's kind of sickening.
I do, too.
But, you know, there are a lot of people that feel that way. It's been estimated over 3 million people in Haiti affected by this. They think that anywhere from 50,000 to 200,000 people could be dead.
Exactly.
They've shown things on the Internet that I would have loved to have. I can't get out of my mind, and I'll give you an example. They showed one elderly lady, okay? Mm. She was starving, and they pulled her out from under they pulled her out from under the debris or whatever.
Right.
And then they showed this guy he's an elderly guy. He was unresponsive. They didn't say whether he was dead or not. They said unresponsive, and rats were eating at his diaper.
Oh, no.
So when you see things of that nature, how dare you in your air conditioned or your heated house, you know, with all the essentials and everything that you need, be mad because somebody want to take money out of their own pocket and help somebody else. I mean, you got people who all they had was $5, all they had was $10, and there's a awesome company, Souls for Souls. You know, you get it like the shoe soles. They're just asking for shoes. You know, they got donuts. Donate spots everywhere, and think of how many shoes you got in your closet that if you just want to donate a pair of shoes to give to somebody. I mean, I get so frustrated when people say you still shouldn't help out because, you know, I grew up in the country and in the South, and we just helped out one another.
Exactly.
Even with the little that we did have, we had a little together, and we just helped out one another. And it's a power in being a blessing to someone. And I hope this helps someone out there who is really tired of the U.S. ought not be doing this, and we ought to do this, and we ought to do that. Always remember this, that whatever you put out there, whatever you sow, whatever you put into the ground, you will reap it. So I'm not saying you do stuff to get stuff back, but that's just the divine order of God. People call it karma. That's another way of looking at it. So if you are a blessing to someone, then someone is going to be a blessing to you one day when you're in need. You may not need shoes. You may not need food. You may not need a blanket. But, hey, you may need a promotion.
Exactly.
You may need a ride somewhere. And then somebody will bless you back. So never, ever, ever be scared to give. Never, ever, ever be too proud to give or too good to give. In any situation where you can help, always help. And this is such a touchy situation because when you look at them faces look like my faces.
Okay.
You know, and that's painful, especially for the people who don't want to help, period.
Right. And then I hate because, like, you know, like everybody, you know, I have bad terminology, but anyway, a lot of people, they, you know, try to look at it as a segregated thing, like, you know, like, that's Haiti, you know, that this is us. And then, like, you know, I heard people saying, well, you know, why in the world are we paying so much attention on Haiti? We have people, you know, in America that's this and that. Now, I mean, sometimes people could use that just whatever because, of course we got people suffering here, but, I mean, like, that's something that just happened. You know what I'm saying? I mean, like, so many people died.
Yeah, another way you can look at that is you have to look at the opportunity and the advances that we've been given here in America that other countries have. So if I got, and I mean, let me just break it down. We live in America. I know some people who got the same amount of kids that I got, right? that don't work, period. But they get free food.
Okay.
They get a free house over top of their, a free roof on top of their head. They get a free cell phone. They get free extra tariff check spending money here in America. People who have every single opportunity that I have to go somewhere and get something but choose to sit at home and chill. So there's no way in the world you can say that people in America suffer like the people in Haiti. Because everybody has the opportunity here in America to do better. We some choose to and some choose not to. Now, I'm not saying that I'm blind and it's not harder for some, but you still have that opportunity. I have some friends who grew up in the ghetto that went to school, got their master's degree, lived 1,000 times better than me, and I never experienced poverty as a child. Because it's all about whether or not you're going to take advantage of those opportunities. But the people in Haiti, guess what? They don't even have an option of an opportunity.
And you're right. You're right.
So, no, it's not the same. You know, it's not the same at all. That just really frustrates me. My thing is this. If you don't, you know how grandma would say, if you ain't got nothing good to say, hush.
Yeah.
If you ain't going to help nobody, if you're going to go through life only worried about yourself, and your own problems, then don't hinder the person that is trying to help. Like if you see your neighbor at work and they about to write the $800 check to help the people in Haiti, don't hate on that.
Mm-hmm.
Don't hinder nobody else's blessing. You just decide for yourself that it's only going to be all about you, and that's the way you live your life.
And then another thing, too, I mean, I think that's ugly because, too, like, whenever you say that, people, they don't understand that whenever they act like that, it's kind of like, it's like they're acting like they think they're better than. You know what I'm saying? I mean, who are you? Who are you supposed to be that, like, you know, you think that, oh, well, we don't need to help those people. I mean, what do you mean by those people? We're all people. We're all people. We need to all come together, really. I mean, it's sad to say that we don't.
Boy.
Especially, you know, in a catastrophe like that. Definitely help. I mean, because, see, it could have been America. I mean, you know what I'm saying? It could have been like some big portion of America. It could happen to us, you know?
Right.
And then we would have wanted somebody to help us, you know?
Right. I tell people all the time, I say, you're one car accident away.
Yeah.
From being a needy person. Think about it. Today, I can get up, I can go to work, I can pay my bills, right? But I can have a car accident tomorrow.
Just like
that makes me immobile for the rest of my life. That could paralyze me from the neck down. You could fall down the steps and be paralyzed from the neck down. So then what are you going to do? You're going to have to depend on somebody to what? To feed. You have to depend on somebody to wipe your behind, to change your clothes. So you never know what position you're going to be in of need. So it's always right to do the right thing, period. And if you have it, give it. If you don't have it, pray. And definitely don't hinder somebody else who is in position to give. We are all one car accident away. Trust me.
Exactly. That's why I'm always telling people, you know, to, you know, don't be looking, you know, like, don't look at yourself as, like, you know, you're better than somebody else. I mean, I see that all the time. I mean, especially here in New York, you know, now that I moved here to New York, I see so many attitudes and this and that from different people, you know, because, like, you know, New York basically attracts almost every ethnic group from the world, you know, here, you know, and
right.
then it's like all these people are here living together, you know, they still hate on each other, you know, on, like, you got your Haitians, your Jamaicans, your Africans, your you know, just all kinds of people. Everybody, you know, we all live here in New York, but still hate each other, basically. But, I mean, I just think it's sad. I just think it's sad. And then now that, like, you know, that happened in Haiti, you know, a lot of Haitians are here, you know, they're feeling really bad about, you know, their country. But, you know, a lot of them are going back or trying to go back home or trying to help their family members or whatever. But it's just, like, I mean, I don't know. I mean, like, whenever I see people and they're like, oh, okay, like, I don't know. I mean, how can you just be so nonchalant about an earthquake that killed roughly 200,000 people? I mean,
we are living in a very self-centered, selfish society where it's all about me, me, me.
Yes,
I'm just telling you. You think about relationships, right? relationships are not even about you look out for me, I look out for you. They're more so about how much can I get off this person or how much can I get this person for. And then once that person gets what they want from you, all they want from you, then they go to the next person. We are just in a very selfish society. It's not like old school. And let me take the time to do this because, you know, I just be thinking about stuff in life. I'm going to give you a prime example of something that blessed my heart the other day because it's so not the norm nowadays. It's the way we grew up, but it's not the norm. I had the people here installing my alarm system. Big shout out to KDS Alarm Systems here in Nashville, right? My daughter's basketball goal fell down because me and her put it together. We know what we were doing. But it completely fell down. So the alarm guys were here putting the alarm up. They saw that the thing was down. And do you not know that they put my daughter's basketball together, go back together the proper way?
Really?
That's the way we should be as a society. Now, not only will they have, you know, did they bless me, but they got a loyal customer. That's
wow.
It's such a blessing in being a blessing. I would never go to another alarm system. You know, for anybody, for services. I mean, that just really blessed me. So you can never get hurt by being a blessing. That's what I'm trying to say. So you should just always try to look and see who you can bless, even if you could bless somebody with a smile.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Z, you know my favorite song in the whole wide world. So when you know I'm down, you be like, okay, let me bless my girl with this song right here. I know she don't like that. Just try your, if people spend more time on being nice and being a blessing than they do on hindering somebody and being so negative, you know, the world will be a better place. It ain't going to hurt you to give somebody $5, $10.
Ain't
nobody saying you got to spend $1 million like Julia Roberts or like, what's the other one that I love, Sandra Bullock, like she did.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody saying you got to do that, but do your part. And we should always be willing to help somebody, especially if we got it.
Exactly. But you know, Tori, just to play devil's advocate for a little bit, like, you know how I am.
I love a good debate now.
I do. I love it. But, you know, like, I think too, like, I'm so sorry, everybody. I know it's confidence going to get. But anyway, I think, too, for a lot of people is, like, what do you think about those people that, like, you know, they used to give, maybe, you know, they used to give.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe they would find themselves in a lot of scams. For example, like maybe they was giving to people, and then they realized those people, you know, they really didn't need the money. They just, you know, so, I mean, I think it's, I don't know, I think it's kind of a tricky catch-22-ish situation because I know, like I'll speak for me. Because I know, like, sometimes, like here, especially in New York, like, I be feeling bad because, like, you know, you see these homeless people, but then you see so many of them, and I be thinking, you know, well, should I give $1? And, you know, so, like, sometimes I do give $1. But then, you know, there's another one, and I be like, I don't know, but then, some of them, they be, like, having food and beers, and I don't know.
Let me answer. That's an easy question. And I always speak from a spiritual side because I think we are all such spiritual beings, whether we accept it or not, okay?
Right.
So with me, before I give to a person, I always pray. And I used to didn't do that. I just see somebody, they want something, I would give it. I would pray and let the Lord lead me now. But I'm going to give you something that was very hurtful. I adopted what I thought was 10 African babies, and it was $30 a month to this certain network who was actually closed down. They, you know, they were such a scam. But it hurt me to my heart when I found out that only about 60% of what I was giving, because, you know, I'm like, I got $300, these my babies every month. You know what I mean? This, you know, when I was married and balling. But, you know, so I was like, you know, good. And then to find out that they were scammed, that broke my heart. But the Holy Spirit had to tell me, first and foremost, you ask me where to lead you, and I will. I'll tell you who needs to be blessed and who needs to be helped, what is. It's spiritual discernment. That's one thing. But let's say you don't work in from the spiritual realm. All you have to do is go to reputable resources, like in school, in my classes. They won't let us use certain sites because they're not reputable. So if you go to certain sites, like where the government has, if you hear somebody, a celebrity or somebody that you trust, tell you what's sent here. You know, you can send there, or like UPS, okay? UPS the other day, I think I saw it on our website. They were shipping for free, right?
Mm-hmm.
Less than 50 pounds. Now, that's a reputable resource. It ain't Junebug being shipping company. It's UPS, you know?
Right,
so
right.
If you go to reputable sources, and if we pray, I think we'll be led the right way. And I always know that when you do stuff in the good with good intentions, God honors that.
Yeah, that's true. You're right.
And that's how you go to sleep at night. Think about tithing, and you think about all the scams that are going on in churches nowadays. There's no way in the world you can tithe if you're in the carnal mind, because you're thinking, shoot, he buying his new car with this, he doing that, she doing this, she doing that. But you can't tithe like that. You got to say, God, I'm doing the right thing according to your word, or I'm giving or I'm blessing somebody else because it's the right thing. And whatever happens after that is between them and God, because trust and believe, anything a person sow, they're going to reap. That company that scammed all them people, because I'm sure other people had 10 kids and were adopting kids and thought they were feeding the hungry and doing this and doing that, that company fell under, and the owners, the main people, went to jail for 25 years. So they reaped that. So it definitely will happen. And I'm going to try not to preach every week.
No, I enjoy it, Andre. And I'm pretty sure our listeners enjoy it, too. Everybody, thank you for we're 8 minutes down. No, you're fine. We're 8 minutes down to the show. Keep it locked here because we have 10 ways you know you ghetto coming up. But I do want to give some facts, where some numbers, and Tori may have some numbers, I'm not sure. You know, numbers that you can call and donate, you know, for the Haiti people. And also, our final thoughts tonight will be me and Tori are gonna give you reasons why you know, Martin Luther King Day and month and all that is very, what's the word? It is a good thing to always remember. So anyway, so that's our final thoughts. But before that, I'm gonna give you some numbers that you can call to donate. One number is 1-800-HELP-NOW, and that's 1-800-435-7669. That you can call that, you know, if you want to help, you know, the Haiti people. Also, there's a hotline number. It's for Americans with relatives in Haiti. So if you are an American, and you have relatives in Haiti that, you know, that maybe are, you know, in need of help, there's a number for that. That's 1-888-407-4747. Again, that's 1-888-407-4747. And also, just to give you some facts of now, this is via CNN, that roughly 1.5 million people in Haiti are homeless, and roughly 200,000 are dead.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can help, you know, $5, $10, it makes a difference. Also, let me just go to our Facebook page, because we also have some more information via Facebook. If you're all in the texting thing, you can text the word YELE, that's YELE, to 501-501 to donate $5, or you can text the word Haiti, which is H-A-I-T-I, to 90999 to donate $10 to the Red Cross for the relief efforts. So those are four ways you can definitely help, you know, the Haiti people, and it was very much appreciative. And like Tori said, you'll be blessed. You know, give.
Right.
Forget about getting, you know, give. You know, I mean, think about it. It could have been us, you know, or wherever you're at listening to us, you know, it could have been you, you know, your country, your own location. So I always remember that. Tori, did you have any numbers or anything? Or
yes, I just wanted to mention one site, just because it's the United States, you know, legitimate fund. Everybody knows about UNICEF. But it's www.unicefusa.org, and let me spell that, www.unicefusa.org. and 100% of your donation, not 60%, like what I was dealing with, 100% of your donation goes to help the children in Haiti. So help, please. And they just have a button that you can donate whatever. So please, please do that. Please do what you can.
Thank you all so much for tuning in tonight. And again, our final thought for tonight is reminding you of why Martin Luther King Day and weekend is so important. And I'll start first. Martin Luther King, he did a lot for everybody. You know, he definitely did a lot, you know, for African Americans, blacks, you know. Without him, I believe that the world would be different, you know. It took a long, where we're at now, nothing's perfect, of course, but where we are as of today, January 18th, 2010, we really have came a long way. You know, I look at the success of, you know, blacks and, you know, all the things that we can do now. And, you know, I mean, and then, you know, not just blacks, but just everybody. You know, I think Martin Luther King really just helped everybody, you know, open up a lot of people's minds, you know, a lot of people's closed minded to different races or different things that was different to them. So I think he just really helped. And I think he needs to always be, you know, celebrated, because he really opened up the doorways for a lot of people. Tori, what you got?
I was just going to say the same thing on those lines. We definitely need to continue to honor Dr. Martin Luther King, because one thing he stood for that we really need now is unity.
Yes.
He was a leader that stood for doing the right thing, whether black, white, Jew, Greek, whatever. He believed in what was right. He wasn't just about the blacks. He wasn't just about, you know, the women or the minorities. He was about everybody doing what's right. His dream was to see a day when all kids could hold hands and, you know, sing We Shall Overcome. And a lot of times, because he's not around, we tend to forget that in our everyday lives.
Yeah.
But I would like to commission everybody to remember the dream. Remember what he stood for. Remember the struggles of everybody, and let's all come together. And that's something I have to remember myself. Sometimes we get into our little groups and we think, you know, it's all about us and the advancement of us. It's the advancement of America, period, of
right.
a nation, of a country, of countries. If we come divided, we're going to fall, but together we can stand. And that's why I love Dr. King, because he stood for unity. And he stood even when it wasn't easy to stand. I know we're not going to do that on Dr. King. With few ways that you could donate.
No.
Say it ain't so on Dr.
King. No, Tori, no, because no. Because, see, no, we celebrate it. We celebrate it. But, you know, but we're going to close. You know how we close, though.
Help
you know.
Us.
You know.
How,
you know how we close.
You get them on Dr. Martin Luther King Day. Then you know you get them.
Well, we
oh,
keep it real hot and freaky. Thank you, everybody. Don't you just love Tori? She never wanted to do the ghetto.
Now, we must be classy today.
We are
oh,
classy.
No.
Real
I'm
quick.
To know you overcame.
Here we go. Real quick. You know, number 10, y'all, you know you ghetto are nasty if you scrape plaque off your teeth with your fingernail.
Oh, my Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And then eat it.
Oh, stop there. Number 9. You know you ghetto if your house almost burns down, not because you left the stove on, not because you had too many things plugged up, but because rats chewed through the electrical in the laundry room. Mm-mm.
Oh, yikes.
Y'all got to get rid of them rats, because they're about to bring y'all up. Number 8.
See.
You know you ghetto if you test your breath odor by covering your mouth, breathing, and then smelling your hands. That don't work.
How else do you test your breath odor? I'm confused.
You just blow your breath in somebody else's face and ask them how your breath smells. You know, it's
somebody
true.
Else with those same gorilla breath? No.
Well, at least your hands are clean. Number 7. You know you ghetto if you use your baby stroller to steal from Walmart.
Ooh.
Why is it always Walmart? We taking Walmart down and you ghetto.
I just love you for Walmart.
You know what? New York doesn't have a Walmart.
on Walmart is waiting in Long Island. Ain't nobody gonna wait in Long Island
they
for no Walmart. They
showed up, baby, because when I just left there, you are exactly right.
Yeah, I feel very deprived here. Number six, you know you ghetto if you let the phone ring when you don't recognize the number. Yeah, and
that's me.
That's me too. Number five, you know you ghetto if you are completely out of breath from killing roaches in your house.
Oh, Lord.
You got to take some intermission to kill all them roaches. Ugh. Number four, you know you ghetto if your family dinner night consists of everyone sitting around the coffee table with a tailgate special from Bojangles.
Dang.
I had a friend that always did that too. She always got them tailgate specials. She would never cook. Number three, you know you ghetto if all your board games are missing parts and you play them anyway. Okay.
Okay.
Number two, you know you ghetto if it smells like something died in your fridge and all you do is change the Arm & Hammer. Mm-hmm. That ain't funny.
Oh,
you
my
know
goodness.
And number one, you know you ghetto if you eat dinner in the living room because your kitchen table is filled with junk. That's too much.
Yeah.
You know, that was 10 ways to get up. Thank y'all for listening. And remember what we said. Remember why Martin Luther King Day is so important. And remember to always help others before yourself. You'd be surprised of the blessings you'll get. I'm serious about that. Okay?
Well, that's what's up. All right, y'all. Holla.
Peace.